No time to waste this month, as the only UK organ music programme to keep you up to speed with all the very latest new recordings is coming your way right now. I'm Alan Ashton, and this is Organ First Radio. Yes indeed, the last time I checked, there are at least six new CDs ready to be included, and all of them on various electronic organs and keyboards. But theatre organ fans, don't despair, because this is the only organ programme where you'll get a fair balance of both sounds. When I went over to Germany last year to attend the Okie Organ Festival, I was amazed at the sheer number of young organists who took part in the popular Kids for Keys section of the festival. The concert hall was crawling with youngsters of all ages ready to display their talent, and one 11-year-old by the name of Stefan Langemeer attracted large crowds as he practiced throughout the day, and in the finals of the competition he won the single keyboard category with this version of the exciting Latin American standard Mascanada. Mascanada, played by Stefan Langemeer, who's only 11 years of age. What will he be like when he's 12? Mind you, as that was last year, he might already be that age. The thing that amazed me was that four major companies, Casio, Roland, Korg and Yamaha, are the sponsors of the Kids for Keys programme, and yet in England we don't have that kind of sponsorship. Perhaps that's because we don't have any kids interested enough to attend organ festivals, clubs or societies. Anyway, the Kids for Keys CD, complete with bonus tracks by established artists Robert Bartha and Michael Becker, is living testimony that in Germany, the competition among young players is very much alive. Now, mention of Germany and last year's OK Festival, I was introduced to Ben Scott Hyde, an English guy who was acting out as a roadie and sharing the driving for organist Brett Wales. Ben told me that he was in the process of just completing his first CD and that he hoped to start and pick up some bookings on the concert and festival circuit. And ironically, his very first full concert was at my local organ club 2 months ago. Well, allowing for some debut concert nerves, he gave a fine performance that had several of us commenting on the fact that it was nice to hear some different sounds for a change, especially those which were reminiscent of Klaus Wunderlich and Franz Lambert. So again, to any organ club secretaries out there looking for a new name and some new sounds, then the name is Ben Scott Hyde, and this is what he sounds like on his VersiScala GS700 instrument. Seasonally, a couple of months out, but that was April in Portugal, a track from Ben Scott Hyde's first CD titled Dedication, which is only available at present from him at concerts or festivals. But you can check out all his details on his webpage, www.benscott-hyde.com. www.benscott-hyde.com. I had occasion to phone Tyneside organist Joe Marsh the other day, and I asked him when we were likely to have a new recording from him, as it's been quite a few years since he last released one. Well, it seems he has plans to do just that in the not-too-distant future. But in the meantime, here's a track from his CD, which he made on a Wurlitzer that he knows quite well, that owned by the North East Theatre Organ Association up there in Tyne and Wear at the New Victoria Centre. This is a number by composer Michel Legrand, but one that we don't hear that often. It's called Brian's Song. Brian's Song, played by Joe Marsh, that is, at the Wurlitzer organ belonging to the North East Theatre Organ Association, installed at the New Victoria Centre, Howdenley Weir. Well, I may have been out a couple of months with the inclusion of April in Portugal, but June Night on Marlow Reach, played by Simon Gledhill on the huge 4-manual 36-rank Fox Detroit Wurlitzer, certainly gets me back on track. And you won't hear a finer interpretation than that by Simon Gledhill playing June Night on Marlow Reach from the Chiltern Suite by Reginald King. The organ, once again, was the magnificent 36-rank Wurlitzer still playing in the Mighty Fox Theatre in Detroit. Klaus Vonderlich fans will, of course, by now have copies of his latest double CD titled Signature, and if you just happen to be one of those that hasn't got a copy, shame on you. This latest release features Klaus wearing his composer's hat with 50 tunes that he wrote for our listening pleasure. Here's a little waltz, which just happens to be the title. Little Waltz, taken from Signature, the recent double CD by that master musician himself, Klaus Vonderlich. Remaining with our German neighbours for a while longer, it's time to turn the spotlight on another countryman, one who's making his first appearance on the show. Daniel von Leeson is the name of this very talented artist, a gentleman with an impressive musical pedigree which began when he commenced playing at the age of 5, progressing to giving concert performances 10 years later. From there he went to the Wiesbaden Conservatory, and it was there that he discovered a love for the electronic organ, and in particular musical arrangements of classical, jazz and contemporary music. His debut CD is titled So Nice, and I can't think of a better way to describe it. Okay, let's rack up the tempo a little and listen to one of his own compositions, which is entitled Rondo Classico. Here's Daniel von Leeson. Thank you. the dramatic Rondo Classico, composed and performed by Daniel von Leeson. And time permitting, I'll be featuring another side to his playing later in the show today. Ever since I saw Yuri Tachibana in concert a couple of years ago, I've been trying to obtain copies of her recordings, and thanks to a close friend, not one but two of her CDs have been sent to me. Now, the beautiful Alfred Newman composition, Love is a Many Splendid Thing, has been a favourite with organists ever since the film was released back in 1955. The film takes place during the Korean War when a Eurasian lady doctor, played by Jennifer Jones, falls in love with a war correspondent, played by William Holden. The story itself has a tragic ending, but until now, I don't think any organist has ever really captured the theme music to such dramatic perfection. Here's Yuri Tachibana at the Roland Atelier 18900, to demonstrate precisely what I mean. Thank you. is A Many Splendid Thing, played there by the very talented Yuri Tachibana. During April and May, Debbie Reynolds, one of Hollywood's last remaining superstars, was over here with her own special show in which she talked and reminisced about her days in front of the camera. Mention the film Singing in the Rain and you automatically think of her with Gene Kelly. But I always recall that daffy little number written back in 1914 by Arthur Fields and Walter Donovan and featured in another of her shows, the MGM musical 2 Weeks with Love. The tune was Abba Dabba Honeymoon, and Debbie, together with co-star Carlton Carpenter, recorded it in 1950, soon after the film in which they both starred was released. To play it for us now, here's Lynn Larson at the San Silmar 36 Rank Wurlitzer. The delightful little novelty number, Abba Dabba Honeymoon, played by Lynn Larson at the Wurlitzer Organ. One of the first things I look for on an organ CD is a programme that contains a reasonable proportion of tunes that never get an airing, yet are ideally suited for either pipes or electronics. Quite a number of years ago, 1994 to be precise, organist David Lobban was one of the featured artists at the Blackpool Tower, and he made a series of interesting recordings in which he combined both pipes and electronics, as well as dusting off some real old-time tunes, such as I Thank You, Mr. Moon, By the Sycamore Tree, and Tonight's The Night with Baby. Thank you. Thank You, Mr. Moon, by the Sycamore Tree, and Tonight's the Night with Baby. David Lobban at the Blackpool Tower Organ with some electronic additions. One of the new CDs to come my way this month kind of sneaked up with little or no advance publicity, which kind of surprises me because it features one of this country's greatest jazz organists, a man who put his name to an instrument many years ago and went on to record a number of superb LPs on it. The name that I'm alluding to is, of course, Alan Haven. And RPM Records have just released two of those early LPs on one disc, albeit these are played on Lowry organ. Maybe in your collection you have by now very worn copies of Haven for Sale and St Elmo's Fire. Well, worry no more, because they are the two records on this compilation. And from it, here is Alan at the Lowry with Girl Talk. Girl Talk, just one of 20 tracks from this compilation CD featuring two early LPs by Alan Haven, full details of which, of course, are on our web pages. With the predominance of Wurlitzer pipe organs in the show this month, I guess I should try and redress the balance, and what better way than to hear the Compton organ in the Dovedale Garage, Thorpe, Ashbourne in Derbyshire. Originally a six-rank instrument when installed in the Regal Derby. Well, it's now been enlarged somewhat and in the hands of John Mann, who could ask for anything better than a tune, which in the main is beloved by electronic organists. The Circus Wrens. ¶¶ Exciting Circus Wren's March, played by John Mann on the Compton organ in the Dovedale Garage in Thorpe, Ashbourne in Derbyshire. Back now to that new CD by German organist Daniel von Leeson and another of the promised tracks from his debut CD titled So Nice. Daniel von Leeson and Summer Samba, subtitled, of course, So Nice, which also happens to be the title of his CD. It's a very professionally produced and packaged album with a selection of music to suit all tastes. As they say, watch this space, because I'm sure we're going to hear more from this German artist in the future. Someone we hear a lot of in this country, on account of her being one of the most popular organists on the concert and recording circuit, is Penny Whedon. Her last few releases have comprised of tunes that together make up a theme, and this time she's turned her attention to the spring season. Rustle of Spring perfectly sums up a beautiful selection of 22 appropriate pieces of music, ranging in nature, if you'll pardon the pun, from classics through to novelty numbers and good old middle-of-the-road tunes. At the very least, half of them are numbers which are so often passed up in favour of more obvious ones, and the added bonus here is that they're all performed on the Yamaha Stagia ELS 01C, quite a rare instrument in this country due to Yamaha having now gone down the keyboard-only route. This is one of those albums that I have a very hard time in deciding which tracks to share with you, because they all have something special about them. It could be the arrangement, the sound, interpretation, whichever. I defy anyone not to like every single track. My favourite of all? Well, I just happen to like this one simply because no other organist records it, and it's called The Cuckoo. Realised it until a few moments ago that apart from Penny Whedon's thematic CD Rustle of Spring, from which we've just heard The Cuckoo, my choice of music has also been rather seasonal, to say the least. Anyway, it's time for me to fly, and whatever, I hope you've enjoyed that which you've heard. And don't forget, you can always drop me a line if there's a certain piece of music or artist that you'd like me to include in a future show. Taking us out of the show with the spring in our step this month is another delightful track which needs no introduction from Penny Whedon's latest CD. Until the same time next month, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.